So Rashi says really the Gersa, what it means to say is two places it means true. One is when the Mishkan is still up, and that we have that's talking not true. But it means to say the second place was when the Levim started to take down the Kereshim, they started to take down the Mishkan, but the Mizbech was still in its place. So since the Mizbech was still in its place, it's still called fit to be used, and therefore you can still eat the Basa. But then Echnami, once they moved, took down the Mizbeach, it's not fit to be used, and Echnami, then the Basa also you cannot eat. So Moses says, Ma, the Tema would have thought to say, if Salahu be Yetzai, then once you take down the Mishkan, here's already Yipsalan Yetzai, even though it's like outside its Mechitzas, even though the Mizbeach is still there, Kamash will know, Kamash will know that, it's not, there's no psul yetzei. Therefore, as long as the mizbeach is still there, it's not possible. As klaima, for lo yachilo mishmek mizbeach oslash minim. El achilos kodesh kedoshim b'loy klaim oslash minim. Tlatema, don't say, once you took down the klaim, there's a psul yetzei. Kamash lo no, there's no psul yetzei here. But as long as the mizbeach is still there, he can eat. Benach nami, if you take away the mizbeach, then you cannot eat it. Gemara says, "The amount of time the ifsa will be yaitz a kamash mulan." Why don't I really say that once you take down the kloyim, take down the kroshim of the mishkan, there should be a psul yaitzay? We're talking about the bus of kodesh kedoshim. If the bus goes out of the yazor, it becomes pesul. See, in the mishkan, the yazor was the mokum of the mishkan. So you take down the kloyim, the kroshim. Why isn't that a psul? So when it says, "On the court," the pasuk says, the Nosa Oyamayid means the Oyamayid should travel. Means Alpha Pisha Nosa Oyamayid who? Even though it's traveling, it's still called an Oyamayid. Omarav Hu Namarav Mizbeach Shal Shilo Shalavonim Hoya. Shno, the Mizbeach that they had in the Mishkan Shiloi, it was made from stones, it was made out of Avonim. Titanic was learned like this. We have Lazar Ben Yaakov Oymer. Not Tamlin, what does the Pasuk say? Not Tamlin, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says it three times in Shemaisen and Dvorim. It says three times Avonim. It actually says in Mizbech Avonim, Mizbech Avonim, Latonov, Avonim, Shleim, Mestivna. What does it say three? Why got to say three times Mizbech Menara stones? So Echot Shal Shiloi. One means in the Mishkan Shiloi, the Mizbech that was made out of stones. The Echot Shal Noi Vigivon. That the Mishkan Noiv Givrin, it was also, even though it's two different places, Rashi says, Chad Choshev Lu, the Shneim Boma, the Einam Kedoshim, sound like a Boma, and it wasn't really Kedoshim. Ubeisa Lo Mordin and Ubeisa Migdish. So these three places had a Mizbech made out of Avonim. So as we say, Mishkan Shiloi, the Mizbech was made from stone. Nosiv Rav Acha Barami, he asked the question, it says, Eish Shayod Munashemayim Bimei Moshe. The fire that came down from Shemayim, the times of Moshe, who were in the stalk of Mi'ala Mizbech and Achoshis. It did not, because that fire did not go away from the Mizbech and Achoshis, the Kapa Mizbech, Elib Yimei Shloimoi. In other words, Mashem, all the time of the Midbar, until they came to the base of Middash, they always used the Mizbech and Achoshis from Moshe, and they'd always have the Eish on it. Until they came, Bimei Shloimoi, means then they build a Mizbech Shel Avonim. They did not use any more the Mizbech and Achoshish. So that's when the Yesh went away from the Mizbech and Achoshish. The Yesh Yodu Bimei Shloimoi, but then Avadon Shloimoi's Mizbech also came down in Yesh. So the Yesh that came down in Hashemayim, Bimei Shloimoi, Lenistalkulat Shebo Menashe. It did not go away that Yesh in Hashemayim until Menashe came for Sukkah. He took it away. The Akopon, the question is, if you're saying like you're saying, that already in Mishkan Shiloi, they did not use the Mizbech and Achoshis of Moshe, but they already made a Mizbech of Avonim, says, so Mikoru di Istalikalei, Mistam the Eish went away way before Shloimoi, it went away already in Shiloi. Like you're telling me now in Shiloi that they did not use any more Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbech of Achoshis, but rather they used the Mizbech Shel Avonim. So already the Eish went away way before. So what does it say here? The Eish first went away. Bimei Shloimoi, Mashmap until Bimei Shloimoi, they used Mizbech and Achoshish.
and not the Mizbeach Shel Avonim. Gemara says, who the Yomek Rabbi Nosson, he sounds like Rabbi Nosson. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Nosson says, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, Shel Mechosh Yishoy, Nechnami, this price, tackles not like us. This price sounds like Rabbi Nosson, held that the Mizbeach Shel Shiloi was the Nishan Mechoshis, was Meshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. And Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, Shel Mechosh Yishoy, Cholol, it was Hallel, they filled it up with stones. That's the pshat. So the Rashi learns the answer of Huna, that the Huna started off to say the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh was Meshul Avonim, and Eretz Mash we know they still use the Mizbeach and Achoshesh. Says no stira, Shaka they used the Mizbeach and Achoshesh, just it was hollow and they filled it up inside with stones. We have Nachum by Yitzchak Amar, my learn the stock, what does it mean to say that the Eish did not go away? Learn the stock or Levatola. It just meant to say did not go Levatola in vain. That's all it means to say. It wasn't better, Rashi says, for Mizbeach and Achesh of the Gamri. My, what does it mean to say? Rabbon and Amri, Shavivi have a Mishadra, that sparks used to still come out from it. In other words, true, it could be they stopped using the Mizbeach and Achesh already in the Mishkan Shiloi, and they made a new Mizbeach out of Avonim. But the Eish, there were still sparks coming out from the Mizbeach and Achoshesh. Those sparks came down to light up. Rashi says, "Kishoyim maktirim al shel avonim, hoyizikim lahavos yoytzes me'eish hashemayim shal Mizbeach and Achoshesh shel Moshe shafu menucham." In other words, they had like two Mizbeachs over there. They taka used the Mishkan Shiloi, the new one made out of avonim, but the old Mizbeach and Achoshesh of Moshe was still there. And the sparks used to come down off it from Minas Shemayim and light up the Mizbeach of the Avonim. The Papa Amar, Ushpiza heavy knockout. There was an Ushpiza like a second one there. Is in the Hocha, is in the Hocha. Sometimes they used the new one, and sometimes they used the old one. There's like two there. He had both of them there. Tanu Moser, Tanan Hossam went over there, Mishtin Midois, Okishola, Bnei HaGoyla. When the Bnei HaGoyla came back, by the second base of Middash, Hoisifu Olov, Dal Damas Min Adorim, for Dal Damas Min Amarv. They added on to the Mizbeach, four Amas on the south side, and four Amas on the west side. Kimin Gama, that's like a triangle. There's a, like an L shape, they added on. So, Rashi says, Nimsi Yisoyde Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, now comes out that it was 32 by 32, and the Makam Arachos on top was 24 by 24. Samar says, my time, what's the reason? I'm a Rabbi Yosef, Mishum Deloy Sofak, because Poshita wasn't big enough, so I had to make it a little bit bigger. Omalay Abaya, so Abaya said back, why? Hashta Mikdash Rishamatuch in the first place of Mikdash. Tehsidah says over there, Yehuda V'Yisrael Rabin, Kechol Asher Asfas Hayom, that there were so many Jews then, Sofak, it was enough, the Mizbeach, he had during the first place of Mikdash. So Mikdash Sheni by the second base of Mikdash, Yechsiv Beit says by the second base of Mikdash, Kol HaKahal, the whole Kahal together, Kiecher Abor Rebuya, something like that, 2,000, there was a psukim in there, 2,040, that's all, there weren't that many. So a Sofik wouldn't be enough. Or Malaysia said that Tim Hossam over there in the first base of Mikdash, Eish Shel Shemayim Mishayosim, the Eish Minashmayim came down and helped him, therefore it was enough. But also by the second base of Mikdash, Ein Eish Shel Shemayim Misayosan, the Eish Min Hashemayim did not come down, did not help him, therefore they needed a bigger Mokum. Ki Yossi Rav, when Ravin came, Amram Shem Ben Pazi, Mishum Bakaparo, Shisin Hoisifun, what they added on was the Shisin. They did not add on to make the base of Mikdash, to make the Mizbeach wider, but they added on Shisin. Rashi says, Karen Marovish Ramis, on the southwest, Marav Jeroimis, the southwest, I see for the Moshe Dorm, or the Marav, Sheshomoy Menachin Nisachim, that's what made the Nisach over there, Kremina Mathis Lakamon, who made Shloime Hoye Kimin Bo, there was like a little pit there. So now they made sheets, they made like pipes, where the Nisach of Mayim and Nisach Yayim should go down to. That's what they made, they made like pipes for it to come down. Like this, that Mikor at the beginning saw Mizbeach Adoma Shu'otun Bi Adoma, that Mizbeach has to be closed with dirt. You cannot have any pits, like any pipes going down. The second one, Sava Shesiya Kachilo, the drinking is like eating. The mom is that it has to be shtik, which says ma achilu mesachelus lemizbeach, just like eating. They burned it up on the mizbeach. Ashtiya tivla the mizbeach. It has to be like, there has to be a pit on the mizbeach itself, like a pipe, for the shtiya to go down into it. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Ma mizbeach adama? What does it mean to say mizbeach adama? It just means shu mechuba beadama, that the mizbeach has to be attached to the ground. That means shla yivnenu agabe leagabe kipim, shnat build it not on top of rocks. Not on top of tunnels. That's all we need to say.